Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Even though we don't fully understand the health effects of vaping, two statistics are troubling.
A 2019 poll shows that 8% of Americans had vaped in the last week. And the newest study reports that one-third of people who vaped had symptoms of damage to the lungs or the respiratory tract.
These are large numbers of people using a product that may not be safe. It's even more concerning for high schoolers, where a survey shows 28% of them had vaped in the last month.
A term called EVALI stands for e-cigarette or vaping-associated lung injury. The symptoms are cough, shortness of breath, chest pain, or GI symptoms such as nausea. Some people report EVALI symptoms after vaping just a few days, and others after a few weeks.
Even though the FDA warns that vaping is not safe for youth, young adults, pregnant women, or adults who do not currently use tobacco products, many people believe otherwise. The FDA has also not approved vaping for smoking cessation, even though that's how it's marketed.
In a study, 1,400 people who would vape were asked to list the devices and products they used and report any symptoms. Over half had one or more symptoms.
Those who use commercial disposable e-cigarettes fared better than users who modify their products or vape flavored ones.
It is not clear what in vaping liquid is responsible: the nicotine, tetrahydrocannabinol, flavorings, and or additives. So stop vaping. It cannot be worth your health.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.